And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by the Metter Auto Group. Go to MetterAuto.com. And I know I've asked this probably in the last 5 years, but I think it's fitting to ask it again this morning. Scatter shooting while wondering, whatever happened to Chad Hutchinson? Because this season marks the 15-year anniversary of the season that he started 9 games for the Cowboys at quarterback. Do you believe it's been 15 years since Chutch started a game for the Cowboys?
No, and I forgot he started that many games, too.
And how has no local TV or radio station done a feature where they catch up with Chutch?
30 for 30?
Yeah, 30 for 30 on Chutch.
Whatever happened to Chutch?
As we creep closer to the start of another NFL season, guess who the favorite to win the Super Bowl is?
Patriots.
Yes, New England. In fact, some are predicting they'll make a serious run at an undefeated season. One thing is certain, they will rarely be an underdog. In the past 10 seasons, when Tom Brady is healthy, the Patriots have been a 5-point or more underdog only once.
Whoa.
That was a road game in Denver in 2015. And since 2001, when their great run started, they have been favored in 80% of their games. That is far and away the best in the league in that span. The Steelers are second on that list. They've been favored in 73% of their games since 2001. The Packers and Colts are next at 70%. The Eagles, Broncos, and Saints are the only other teams over 60%.
Given the parity and the salary cap, I think it's the most impressive run in professional sports of our lifetime.
It's unbelievable. Julio Jones of the defending NFC champion Falcons took a costly trip to Lake Lanier in Georgia last week. While jet skiing, he lost an earring worth $100,000. At least he didn't lose the other one. The set was worth $200,000. And it got even costlier when Jones hired a scuba team to search for the lost earring, which they never found.
How could you do that? No matter how much money you have.
We lost a college football legend this week when Dick McPherson passed away at the age of 86. McPherson won 111 games as the head coach at UMass and Syracuse. And in 1987, he won the AFCA, Walter Camp, Bear Bryant, and Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year awards when he led the Orangemen to a perfect 11-0 season and then a 16-16 tie with Auburn in the Sugar Bowl. His quarterback on that 87 Syracuse team was Don McPherson, not his son, no relation, different spelling.
Yeah, I remember him. That's who the Moose played for, too.
Dick McPherson briefly coached the New England Patriots after his time at Syracuse, and he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2009. Ranger slugger Joey Gallo is having a fascinating statistical season. He's on pace to set a record for the highest percentage of hits being home runs in a season with 30 or more dingers, and he's got good company. Because Gallo has so many home runs and walks so much, 48% of his total hits this season have been home runs. The record is 47% held by all-time home run king Barry Bonds. He set that in that magical 2001 season. When he had 156 total hits, 73 of them were home runs.
How about that?
So Gallo could break Bonds' single-season record for percentage of home runs slash hits.
Huge.
The Nationals tied a major league record recently when 5 home runs were hit in a span of 6 batters. Brian Goodwin, Wilmer DeFoe, Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, and Anthony Rendon all went deep in a 15-2 rout of the Brewers.
Wow.
And in what had to be a tough deal to make, Tigers general manager Al Avila unloaded his son, catcher Alex Avila, in a deal with the Cubs right before the Major League trade deadline.
That's weird.
In exchange for prospects, possibly making the next family dinner very awkward.
Very awkward.
Usain Bolt did not end his 100-meter career on a high note. The unbeatable Jamaican sprinter was beaten in his final 100-meter race last weekend, edged out by winner Justin Gatlin of the U.S. and runner-up Christian Coleman in the World Championships in London. Bolt got the bronze. The crowd was not happy with Gatlin, a known doper, winning the race. They almost booed him out of the stadium. Gatlin won the gold in the 2004 Olympic Games before Bolt emerged, and he's now 35 years old. And Bolt has one more race left in his career, the 4x100 relay, tomorrow at the World Championships. It looks like the Mavericks have a keeper in first-round pick Dennis Smith Jr., and the rookie point guard is already cashing in. This week, he signed a three-year, $6 million deal with Under Armour to wear their shoes, probably the Steph Curry model. Smith, unlike most top 10 picks, waited until after the draft to sign a shoe deal. The only other top 10 pick to wait was Lonzo Ball, who is currently with his dad's Big Baller brand, but they're also courting other deals. Opening next week at a gallery in Los Angeles is a pop-up O.J. Simpson Museum.
Sounds cheap.
Which will feature more than 300 artifacts from his life and from the trial that are coming out of storage. If you want to go, Gordon, a ticket will cost you $4 and it runs August 18th through the 22nd.
Oh my goodness.
Well, he's going to go back out there just to go to that thing.
This sounds right up your alley.
No, it doesn't.
To view perhaps the murder weapon or the glove.
Hey, where's the knife, man?
That stuff there.
Show me the glove, man.
Hey,
show me the knife.
Can we smell the glove?
Do you know what food chain has the most stores in the United States?
Hardee's.
McDonald's?
You might guess McDonald's, but they are second on the list behind Subway. There are 27,000 Subway shops in the U.S.
Oh,
it doesn't seem right. It seems like I see more McDonald's than Subway.
McDonald's is next on the list with 14,000 stores, so they've got half as many as Subway. Starbucks is third with 10,000. Then Pizza Hut with 7,500 locations. And Dunkin' Donuts is fifth with 7,200 locations. Rounding out the top 10, you have Burger King, Taco Bell, Domino's, Wendy's, and KFC or something?
Or like something? Or I don't know.
So we're all eating really well.
Yeah, we're doing
that's what
fine.
We're saying. Yeah, yeah. This week's least competent criminal is Donald Pugh, who was suspected of arson and vandalism, and who sent a selfie to police in Lima, Ohio, because he found the photo on his arrest warrant to be unflattering.
Oh my gosh.
Pugh texted police a photo of himself and wrote, "Here is a better photo. That one is terrible." The Lima Police Department tracked him down not only thanks to the new better photo, but also because they now had his cell phone number, courtesy of his text message, and he was arrested the next day. And finally, three businessmen are sitting at a bar drinking and discussing how stupid their wives are. The first says, "My wife is so stupid. Last week she went to the supermarket and bought $300 worth of meat because it was on sale, and we don't even have a fridge big enough to keep it all." The second says his wife is worse. He says, "Just last week she went out and spent $17,000 on a new car, and she doesn't even know how to drive." The third guy agrees that these two women sound pretty stupid. However, he thinks his wife is the dumbest. He says, "Guys, my story tops those. Last week, my wife left on a vacation to Greece. I watched her pack her bags, and she must have taken at least five boxes of condoms with her, and she doesn't even have a penis."
That disgusts me.
And that is Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, reminding you to set those clocks ahead 1 hour on Sunday, November 5th.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.